Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In our conversation earlier with Eve Harrow, she spoke about the difficulty in ideology and trying to reach a peace deal with the Houthis, with Hamas. But what about the broader picture? What about the expansion of the Abraham Accord? I was in Abu Dhabi a few weeks ago. It was just incredible, just absolutely incredible to see what it can be like. I wore a kippah. I didn't feel uncomfortable. There was kosher food. There's a shul in Abu Dhabi. I did not feel threatened. It was just the most amazing experience. And we kept thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if this is the way it could be? Well, why can't it? Asher Friedman is the executive director of the Misgav Institute for National Security, talking about the Abraham Accords. Thank you for joining us. Good morning. How hopeful can we afford to be about the expansion of the Abraham Accord?
I think that, thank you very much for having me, and good morning. I think that in the midterm, looking one or two years down the road, we can be very hopeful. I think that the underlying logic, the economic logic, the innovation logic, the defense logic, and also the people-to-people logic, the moderation, desire to advance a more culture of interfaith dialogue and tolerance still very much exists in many of our potential peace partners. And we know the U.S. administration also is very committed. President Trump is very committed to the Abraham Accords. It's expanding regional cooperation.
Do we risk, with countries like Syria perhaps getting involved, do we risk it being watered down so that it doesn't have the same positive impact that the others, that it might?
I think Syria is a very interesting situation, where a country which, first of all, very much wants to draw Western investment, Western driven economic growth. So it's very interested in moving the country, at least on a tactical level. We could talk about its ideology, but on a tactical level, moving the country more towards the West. And Israel, I spoke to Dr. Reverend Johnny Moore, the chairman of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, who just recently met with the president of Syria for 2.5 hours. And he said to me, he said, you know, it's true he comes from an ISIS background, from an Islamist background, but the way his impression, he met him together with Rabbi Abraham Cooper. They met with him, a rabbi and a priest. And he said,
I'm sorry, but that sounds like the start of a very bad joke.
I know, meeting with
a rabbi, a priest, and of Syria. And, right, exactly.
But when he said that his impression was that this is a young leader who very much is actually thinking about the future of his country, he's thinking about the young generation. We saw the posters that he put up around Damascus of himself with President Trump. So I think there might be some very interesting, we have to obviously proceed with caution, but there might be some very interesting potential there.
Right. So in fact, there is some room for hope that there might be not just an acceptance of Israel's right to exist, but actually some form of normalization. What about Saudi Arabia?
I think Saudi Arabia very much has moved in the direction of moderation, of openness to other cultures and religions. We do have to recognize that public opinion in much of the Arab world has become highly negative towards Israel. Whereas we saw changes since the Abraham Accords in societies, among leaderships, among entrepreneurs, the media in the Arab world, even in a place like the UAE, has not changed significantly and has been very negative towards Israel over the last 21 months. So I do think it's going to require a de-escalation in Gaza and then a period of beginning to rebuild the people-to-people ties until a country like Saudi Arabia is able to normalize ties with Israel.
So if I had to ask you which would be the next countries to join the Abraham Accord, what would you say?
I think that we may see, first of all, we might see some kind of normalization, some kind of diplomatic agreement with Syria. I think we're seeing reports about Mauritania, but there are other countries that have very, very clear interests vis-a-vis the United States, and if those interests are met, might be willing to join. I think that Saudi Arabia, I do believe that we'll see normalized ties with Saudi Arabia the next 1 or 2 years, but I do think it'll take a little bit of time. I don't think it'll be tomorrow.
Which is a pity, because I am really, really keen to go to Saudi Arabia. I think it looks like the most fascinating place, and I really want to go. So I wish they would hurry up.
I'd love to go to Damascus. I'd love to walk around Damascus.
That
and see
must
and,
be incredible as well. You know, look, I don't know what's left of Aleppo and those places, but there's such a rich history there that that we have, that it would be just absolutely remarkable as well to go and see these places. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us. That's Asher Fredman. He's Executive Director of MISGOV Institute for National Security.